Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning into our broadcast today. Today I want to start a new message talking about factoring in the anointing. Whatever the Father is asking you to do, you got to factor in the anointing. You can't do it by yourself, but he can do it through you. Go with me to Jeremiah chapter 1. Jeremiah chapter 1, starting in verse 5. The Father said to Jeremiah, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Then I said, O Father, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Father said, Say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send you, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you. Then the Father put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Father said unto me, Behold, I put my words in your mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, to build, and to plant." Now, Jeremiah could not do that by himself, only through the anointing. Hallelujah. Verse 11, "Moreover, the Father came to me and saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Then the Father said, You have well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. In these last days, the Father wants to do tremendous, marvelous works through us. But we cannot do it ourselves. And you can't face a situation or assignment or whatever he's asking you to do by yourself. You got to factor in the anointing. You can't look at the situation and say, I can't do it. But we know that the Father can do it through us. We got to factor in the anointing. Go with me to the book of Romans. Romans chapter 6, verse 11. "Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive through the Father, through Yeshua." So we need his anointing in dealing with sin. Verse 12. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. See, we have a responsibility not to let sin reign in our bodies. But he is the only one who can keep us from sinning, his anointing. Verse 13, "Neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves to the Father as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto the Father. For sin shall not have dominion over you." Hallelujah. Go with me to chapter 7, starting in verse 14. "For we know that the law is spiritual, but I'm carnal, sold unto sin," Paul is saying. "For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the Lord that is good. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For the will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not." So the things he wanted to do, he couldn't do. The things he didn't want to do, he does. Verse 22, "I delight in the Father's law after the inward man." Verse 23, "But I see another law of my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bring me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Who can deliver me, he says. But I thank the Father through Yeshua." And then he says in chapter 8, verse 1, "There is now therefore no condemnation to them which are in Yeshua, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." You see? Because he's free from the law of sin and death. Hallelujah. Through the Spirit of life in Yeshua. So it's so important to realize that, in our battle with sin, we have the Father who will strengthen us. In verse 11, "But if the Spirit of him that raised up Yeshua from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Yeshua from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwells in us." See, we have a helper to help us against sin. When you're faced with sin, just praise the Father and realize that his strength is greater than you, and that you have to give it to him. Give the attack to him. Cast down all evil imaginations. Turn it over to him. You can't win against sin, but he could win for you and through you. Verse 13, "For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live." And verse 29, "For whom he did foreknow, he also predestinated to be conformed to the image of Yeshua." Hallelujah. So the battle is your father's. You got to factor in the anointing. When you're faced with sin, you got to factor in the anointing and realize, lean on his strength and realize that his power is greater than the sin. Hallelujah. It's just so very important. Go with me to Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. This is on the day of Pentecost. Verse 14. But Peter, standing up at the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, You men of Judea, and all ye that dwell in Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. They accused him of being drunk. These are not drunken, as you suppose, seeing it's but the third hour of the day, or 9 a.m. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. It shall come to pass in those last days, said the Father, I'll pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out on those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I'll show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the great and noble day of the Father comes. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of Yeshua shall be saved. See, when you're faced with a situation that's too strong for you, just call upon his name, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Incidentally, I use Yeshua because that was Jesus' Hebrew name. Hallelujah. So you can see how the power is really in the Father's hands. And we got to connect to that power through praise and worship. That the greater one, he, the Father, lives inside of us. And he's greater than anything that could come against us. We're more than conquerors because he does the conquering. And look at Peter. Peter who denied Yeshua three times. Now look at the anointing in him to preach that. Verse 38, then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Yeshua, for the remissions of the sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For this promise is unto you and your children, and to all that are far off. Look at the boldness. And chapter 3, look at what the anointing did. Peter and John, verse 1, went up to get into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour, which is 3 p.m., when Yeshua died. There was a certain man who was lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. And he was looking for money from Peter and John. But in verse 6, Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Yeshua, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. They couldn't heal that man, only the Father through him. To the name of Yeshua, could do it. So you got to factor in the anointing. The Father may have given you an assignment that maybe scares you. And see, when you are ready to be promoted, the enemy tries to put fear. Don't do it. You can't do it. You can't do it. But tell the devil. Just tell the devil, I know, devil, I can't do it, but the Father can do it through me. And people, the authorities are really upset by this miracle. And verse 8, and he leaping up stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising the Father. Look at that miracle. People saw it. Hallelujah. In verse 16, Peter was speaking, said his name Yeshua, through faith in his name had made this man strong, who we see and know. The faith which is by him had given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Maybe there's somebody in your family that's sick. Lay hands on them, because you can't heal them, but the Father can do it through you. Factor in the anointing. Don't be moved by the sickness. It could be cancer. It could be terminal, but the Father can reverse the curse. Factor in the anointing. Factor in the anointing on your job. Maybe they come against you on your job, but the Father can prepare a table for you right in the midst of your enemies. Let his anointing take over. Factor in the anointing. Hallelujah. Maybe you just started a new job and you have a little problem learning things. Factor in the anointing. Maybe going to school and get ready for a test. Factor in the anointing. He'll bring to your mind the things you study, but you got to study. You see, we got to do our part and then factor in the anointing, and he'll do the rest. I mean, look at David going against Goliath. Everybody else was afraid of Goliath, but David factored in the anointing. he said, the same anointing that came on me that destroyed the lion and the bear in my hands, that same anointing will destroy this Goliath. Hallelujah. You see, you got to have faith in the Father, that everything is created by him and for him, and by him all things consist, whether it be thrones, principalities, mights or dominions. They're all created by him and for him, and by him all things consist. Hallelujah. So if somebody needs to be set free from Satan, the Father can do it through you. Just use the name of Yeshua and they'll be free. you can't do it yourself. And maybe somebody who doesn't want to hear what you got to say. You know, maybe really want to hurt themselves, kill themselves, whatever. But the Father can set them free. Just don't give up on the Father, His anointing. Factor in the anointing. Maybe you have a problem going to sleep, but factor in the anointing. The anointing, His presence just put you to sleep. You need strength in your body, factor in the anointing. You need healing, factor in the anointing. Only He could do it. But let's go to the Father in prayer right now. Put your hand on the radio as a point of contact. If you can, just agree with me in prayer. Father, I ask you to touch the people out there right now with a healing, deliverance, anointing. Do a miracle in their lives that only you can do, Father. Oh, Father, touch them right now, and I receive it with them in the name of Yeshua. Amen. I want you to tell you some more about our ministry. Again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker. I have a website, henrywalker.org, with 250 prophetic messages. I've written a book called Seasons, which talks about the feast days of Yeshua and how He fulfilled every one of them with the exception of three, which He will fulfill in the last days. Hallelujah. I've written another book called Noon, which talks about the months of the year on the Father's calendar, what He did in the Word on those months. He wants to repeat on those months, but you need to know when those months begins and ends on His calendar. So you can use my book Noon in conjunction with my biblical calendar page to find out when each month begins and ends on both calendars up to the year 2020, when each feast day begins and ends up to the year 2020. Hallelujah. And also in this book, I talk about the hours of the day that I mentioned in the Word, how the Father did things in those hours of the day and how He wants to repeat them. There's a certain hour of the day when His healing anointing flows more than any other hour. And you need to know that. Hallelujah. And also, my third book I've written is called Demystifying the Trinity or Explaining the Trinity. And that book will comfort you so much. But you can get these books by calling me. First of all, we want to give them to you at our course, which is $5 each. We're not trying to make any money off you. We're just trying to get these books into your hands. And if you have no money, we'll just give them to you free. But you can call me at 772-801-3677. That's 772-801-3677. 772-801-3677. And we'll get these books out to you. Or you can go to my website and click on contact and email me with your name and address and tell me what books you want. And we'll send them out to you. And if you have no money, we'll just send them out to you free. Just want to make sure you get them. Hallelujah. And don't forget, this broadcast is on 7:15 a.m. and p.m. if you miss it. But also, you can go back to WCNO.com and click on demand and go back to any previous broadcast just by clicking on the arrow and going back. And clicking on God's timing is everything. And then you see the broadcast. Hallelujah. And also, my friends in the Bahamas, if you want to call me for prayer, and I know it's very expensive, just email me your name and phone number, and I'll call you back so you don't have to pay for it. And just go to henrywalker.org, click on contact, email me. But just make sure you turn everything over to the Father and allow Him to mortify the deeds of your flesh, conform you into the image of Yeshua, and I'll be glad to stand in the gap with you and for you. Hallelujah. And also, if you want to make a tax-deductible donation to this ministry, just make it out to New Life Revival, check of money, or any address to be given at the end of the broadcast. We just want to help you. And remember, the next time, this is Evangelist Henry Walker saying, greater is He that's in you than he that is in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida 34979. Attention homeowners, do you feel frustrated about not being able to sell your home? Are you worried because you're about to be transferred, or have you recently been laid off? Maybe you're facing foreclosure or behind in your monthly payments. It's not your fault. Start Fresh Home Buyers can help you. They will buy your home quickly and for a fair price, even if you have no equity and you owe more than it's worth. They're not realtors. They don't want to list your house. They want to buy it. Start Fresh Home Buyers is available at 772-675-9588. If you are in or facing foreclosure, you may be eligible for a government program that can put cash in your pocket at closing. Now your foreclosure problems and even your missed back payments can be put behind you, and you can get a fresh start at life. Start Fresh Home Buyers, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at 772-675-9588 right now or on the web at www.startfreshflorida.com.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life.